She climbed into the driver's seat. I knew this wouldn't be a quick visit, and we need more room than Felix and I have. Georgie had grown up with her half-brother right here in Jasper Creek. The four sisters climbed into Georgie's truck. Whatever belongings they'd packed were strapped into the bed of the truck from when Georgie had picked Joey and Teddy up at the airport this afternoon after Elliot had driven down from Portland. Georgie drove on to the highway, and it was only about 15 minutes later she parked in front of a pretty little farmhouse just outside of Jasper Creek. "This place is amazing," Teddy said. "Much better taken care of than the main house at Grandpa Jack's property," Georgie returned. The women got out, grabbed what they'd need for the night, then headed inside. "I'll make us some dinner," Teddy said, already moving for the kitchen. "The host said she left some things for us to eat when we arrived," Georgie replied, dropping her stuff in the front room. They all descended on the kitchen, which was quaint and old-fashioned, something that suited all four women to the bone. On the table were a variety of baked goods.
"I found a teapot and some tea," Teddy said.
"Scones and sweet rolls for dinner sounds good to me,"
Joey said, already unwrapping the plate of baked goods and digging in. Elliot found plates and set the table, shoving one at Joey as she'd already plowed through 3/4 of a scone.
"Do you think Grandpa Jack is stressed about the ranch, and that's what caused this?"
Teddy asked, fiddling with the stove.
"I think he's an old man who eats poorly and smokes cigars regularly, but..."
Georgie sighed. "He's been talking about selling off the last piece of land to Colt West next door. He'd keep the cabin and about an acre around it, but the rest would go to Colt."
"Even the main house?"
Joey asked as she licked crumbs from her fingers.
"You could hardly call it that these days. It's falling apart at the seams."
Teddy frowned.
"That's just not right,"
Georgie shrugged.
"He hasn't lived in that house in decades. He's a single, old, grumpy man. He's finally accepting he can't really take care of the ranch. Why not sell?"
"It's our legacy,"
Joey said. Then she looked around the table.
"Isn't it?"
"It's our absent father's legacy," Elliot returned, assuming he's still alive. All eyes turned to Georgie, who was the only one who'd ever had any contact with Mickey Hathaway. She lifted her shoulders.
"Far as I know."
Silence filled the room until Teddy's tea kettle began to whistle. She poured tea for everyone, then took a seat at the kitchen table. As far as she was concerned, this was all fate. The timing, the chance of all four of them coming here at a point in their lives where they got to decide what came next.
"We've always talked about how much we wanted to live there, so why don't we?"
"Why don't we what?"
Joey replied, mouth full of her last bite of scone.
"Live here. Do what we all love to do. Put together some kind of business. Honey, eggs,"
Teddy said, pointing to herself.
"Produce,"
she said, pointing to Joey.
"Ceramics,"
Elliot's specialty.
"Our sweet Georgie's baked goods,"
she said, grinning at Georgie's negative reaction to being called sweet.
"Most of us are already selling our wares anyway. Why don't we do it here, the four of us?"
It would be more than the year her mother wanted, more than just learning some independence. It would be actually, hopefully permanently, forging that independence. Well, with her sisters, which suited Teddy better. She didn't want to be alone. She wanted to be a part of a family, her family.
"You'd move here all the way from Maine?"
Joey asked dubiously.
"Leave your mother?"
Teddy sniffed.
"I can leave my mother."
Then she wrinkled her nose. Subterfuge wasn't her strong suit.
"She wants me to move out anyway."
"Why?" her sisters demanded, offended on her behalf.
"She thinks I need a year of independence to find my own way. Apparently, 25 is too old to have always lived with your mother, according to her."
When none of her sisters argued, she glared at them.
"You agree with her?"
Elliot shrugged.
"I don't."
disagree with her.